and prayers, 101, both. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy, okay? So we're supposed to be happy, which means that we can enjoy life. Isn't that what happy means? So, but that starts with living life, which we of course always do. But I would say also allowing ourselves to live our own lives as unique individuals, part and parcels of God. And not just living as some kind of personas or ideals that we try to emulate. I mean, we find that both in, you know, the Hare Krishna movement and in among people in general, youth, trying to be like their idols, whether they're sports idols or music or whatever. Yeah, I mean, of course we should have ideals, people who we respect and honor for their good qualities, not just because they have the biggest muscles and all that, or are the most badass doing the craziest stuff. But I mean, wise people who actually we can identify with and want to be like, sure. But then we should also realize ourselves, meaning our own Swarup, personal, unique identity. This is me. And now I'm speaking to all of those of you who take up, for instance, Westerners who take up Eastern yoga, meditation, and all that, the whole package from there, India, for instance. Sometimes it is as if, I think especially then because of the cultural differences, we may tend to just try and step into those roles, dress us like Indians, you know, Indian sadhus, look at the real sadhus and try and dress like them, try to speak like them, even the same. I've heard Americans starting to, well, dressed up like that, even trying to speak a little with Indian accent. It gets a little ridiculous. So better just skip that. And I say it's a neophyte thing. So I hope everyone has skipped that already. Because just be ourselves. You are allowed to be yourself. That's kind of included always in this life thing. No one can take that away from you. And the idea is not to be someone else that someone tells you you should be, but to be your real self. And then you have to remain yourself as much as you know yourself now, rather than moving away from that. But purify yourself. Enlighten yourself. And that's what yoga and meditation and bhakti yoga and all of that is about. Whatever you want to call the path, or if you're looking at the Chinese Tao path, and There are different branches of the same tree over there, especially there in Asia. And that's a very interesting and rewarding tree to explore, I promise you. Because it goes way beyond cultural, national, philosophical even differences. It's about understanding reality as it is. And live life fully.